Hi, this is Matthew Ryan. You're listening to Tell the Band Go Home, 101.5 UMFM, where you can curse.
Look at those birds falling like rain. They all look the same. Let's say their names. Let's say the names. You and me and us and them and we could do better than this. 100 nights in cruel dislocation, angry and numb, just banging the drum. I fell in love with your skin and your soul, your storms and your hold. I lost all control. Your hands seem to fit perfect in mine. I gave you my time. Now all we've got are bows and arrows and cruel wars. You and me and us and them and we can do better than this, better than this, can do better. But I still dream. I miss the falls, the way you'd come and call, when you'd crawl into my broken bones, and that felt just like home. You and me and us and them and we could do better.
Here we go indeed. Welcome, friends, to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff here, your host, playing your music on the radio for almost 20 years now. Well, just over 19, I guess. Episode number 916, we're calling this one. Episode 916. That seems like a lot. And I haven't screwed it up quite yet, so, you know, there's hope for a few more yet, so stick around and see what happens. Although today could be a disaster. The pre-planned playlist, you know, I always joke and say that I don't put any planning into the show, but the truth is, like, throughout the week, I usually am, you know, keeping the keeping the feelers open, as they say, watching for new material to drop. And I throw it on a playlist, and then, you know, come time to record the show, I have this little playlist. And if people ask me for a song or mention a song or, you know, I hear something interesting, I'll throw it on the playlist. Well, this week, not much on the playlist. So, could be a disaster, but it, you know, it could surprise us. It could turn out to be good. Probably not, but it's possible. So stick around and find out. If you want to help with next week's show, though, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. This is one of those rare occasions where I kind of miss the live show, you know, being live in the studio, which appears to be a thing of the distant past. It's been a couple of years. You know, I could ask for people to phone in, and I mean, you probably wouldn't. You almost certainly wouldn't. But if you did, it would be one of those days where a request might come in handy. But we'll just pretend it's one of those usual ones where I ask for people to phone in and nobody does. Except Dale. Dale's usually good at phoning in. I love Dale. Hope you're doing out well out there. Miss hearing from you. You know, hopefully you're taking care of yourself and a few of the other regulars who would give us a call. I do miss hearing from you. I hope you're doing all right. If you get close to an email machine, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com, I'd love to hear from all the people who I miss talking to. Anywho, enough about that. Let's just play some more music. Oh, we kicked it off there with something from a band called The Pines at Night. The Pines at Night, of course, is Matthew Ryan. It's basically Matthew Ryan and Doug Lancio and Nielsen Hubbard and David Henry, all frequent collaborators of Ryan's there. And they dropped this record a few weeks ago called The Year of Novembers. And I don't think I've played anything from it for you yet. And this is our last frickin' show of November. Can you frickin' believe it? It's almost December, for God's sake. Where does the year go? It's just baffling, man. Got to see some great live music this week. Couple of great shows, life-affirming shows. Sunday night, Zachary Lucky and Bobby Dove, good stuff. And then just the other day, our old pal Delaney Barber struck up the band and put on a great show at the old Park Theater there. And got to see Fontaine for the first time. Fontaine was pretty interesting. I think we're going to hear more out of Fontaine in the future. Fabulous voice. Can't hear anything now. I don't think Fontaine has anything out, but watch for Fontaine. I'm going to play some music now. How about that? This one has already come up. Like it's only, what is it? The 28th. This one has already come up around the house, which is maybe not a good sign, but it's appropriate. And it's, you know, it's kind of a theme song for me. Cause I don't love December. That's for sure.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime, maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard, wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year. And my little girl don't understand why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Diggers, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Stars up high, shining for you.
That just goes to show you how good Slow Leaves is. Slow Leaves is so good, he almost makes Christmas music sound pretty great. I almost enjoyed that. No, I did quite enjoy that, and that's the magic of Slow Leaves there. That one features Jill Barber, for goodness sake. What a combo. Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Little Christmas single there from the Leaves. And a few lucky folks are going to get to rock out with the Leaves in some Joker's Garage coming up next weekend. I'm looking forward to that. Man, oh man, that's going to be a good time. Slow Leaves, the Bad Santas. It's going to be a time. I tell you. Hopefully he doesn't do that one, though. I'd be fine if he didn't do that one. Catherine McClellan in there before that, calling you home for the holidays. She's got a little holiday EP out. And, you know, it's lovely. Brand new from Catherine McClellan. And, you know, a couple more, more my speed, you know, the darker side of December. We heard Paul McLeod in there from the album Gage, his last record, right? Yeah. And, you can listen to that, of course, on the streams now. Paul McLeod returned to streaming action not too long ago. And word has it there's more to come. So, you know, dial it up. Dial up some Paul on your stream machine sometime. You'll be glad you did. And Merle Haggard off the top went with the original classic there from Merle. If we make it through December, we're going to do our darndest, you know. We're going to try. And one of the things that's going to get us through is some live music. And I tell you, I don't know what I'd do without the live music. The calendar seems to be slowing down, of course, as it tends to do this time of year. I was just trying to find. Oh, I can't find it. One of the beautiful things about recording from home is that I could edit some of this stuff out when I don't know what I'm talking about. But in the interest of having the most authentic show possible, I don't. So you can hear me scrambling here. I was just trying to find all the details because one of the highlights of this upcoming time, one of the best places to see live music, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Coming up, you can go to the zoo. No, not the Osborne Village Zoo. That's a hole in the ground now, literally. There's just a hole in the ground. But you can go see some live music at the Assiniboine Park Zoo. They're featuring the Zoo Lights Festival once again, where they put up all the stupid lights and you freeze your ass off walking around looking at the stupid lights. They're actually, you know, I'm not into looking at lights, really, or fireworks, or any of that dumb crap. But it's actually pretty cool. I gotta tell you, even for someone who's not into that kind of thing, it's pretty cool. So, you know, that's kicking off this weekend, I guess. Like right now, it's on the Zoo Lights, and they have two tents of live music at the Zoo Lights. Now, between you and me, the night you got to be there, if you're going to go one night, and I'm probably just going to go one night, I don't know. If you're going to go one night, December 10th is the night to go because it's Times Changed High and Lonesome Club night. December 10th, we're going to go see Sean Burns and Grant Siemens, Leaf Rapids and the Perps. That's at one tent. Is there something at the other tent? Oh, yeah, Fontaine, Bobby Dove and Dan Russell and James Culleton and Grant Siemens at the other tent. Like, it's just, you know, it's the Times Change night. But first, coming up this week, there's some great live music, including, let's see, what do you got? Saturday's all right. That's Madeline Roger and Zrada. I think people like that. Friday, Roman Clark and Sierra Noble. That's interesting. And Wednesday, I guess you missed that, though. I shouldn't tell you. Coming up Wednesday, though, is a band that I'm intrigued by. They got in touch with me a little while ago and said, hey, would you play our song? And I was like, oh, I guess I could play your song. And then it turned out to be actually kind of a great song. And now I kind of think maybe I should go see them and find out more. Playing on Wednesday at the tent is the Grey Jays. I'm going to play something from the Grey Jays and a couple of other folks, bands, entertainment options for you this week coming up.
What you mean to me, give to my life, is more than I could ever help you recognize. I try to show you in like calling you other names while you guide me in my everyday. Between us.
I sure knew how to hate myself. I went back to school and I still never got my grade 12.
Still don't have it.
Cool of the basement book dust was school for me. Beneath that poster for 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. The one show Robert Mitchum lighting a cigarette. Yeah, the Yakuza. And still, I still haven't seen that yet. 100 years ago, they were called samurai.
That's what it said. Not sure that's true, but it sure as hell always caught my eye.
Between those posters, something I never really seen before. And it was always there. It was a cheap guitar hanging by a string from the rec room door. Just a decorative artifact from your Churchill days. How come you never even told me there were songs you used to play? Songs like Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley, the theme to Peter Gunn. A few chords were enough for anyone. When you caught the Kingston Trio and all their crew cut collegiate brio, you picked it up in 1961. And there was cobweb dust on the tuning pegs. And those old nylon strings. And who the hell knows when the last time was that you tried to tune that thing. But a buddy in a band, he taught my hand how to make a D. You could bet that D chord led me straight to my first G. The only guy whose life got changed on a couch downstairs. No, man. But that first three chord song was the cure to all my cares. I was sneaking out nights, howling at the moon, telling the world. Yeah. And then everybody knew I was in love with a Jersey girl. Just like Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley, the theme to Peter Gunn. A few chords were enough to get it done. Yeah, when you caught the Kingston Trio and all their crew cut collegiate brio, you picked it up in 1961. In a Brandon music store, you were still a kid. You hung it on a string, but you kept that thing, and I'm glad you did. I ain't the only kid who was forced to sit at a piano stool. Those Lila Fletcher course books, man, they were worse than school. I got my third and final teacher fired because he used curse words. And what's that piano now but a box of songless birds? But I got my guitar with me everywhere I go. You know, I hung up your old harmony, living room wall, just for show. I make a living off this Gibson. It sees me through. I got a rec room education. Dad, that's down to you. Started with Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley, theme to Peter Gunn. A few chords. Still enough for anyone. When you caught the Kingston Trio and all their crew cut collegiate brio, you picked it up in 1961 in a Brandon music store. You were still a kid. You hung it on a string, but you kept that thing, and I'm glad you did.
kept within this holding pattern now for far too long. Stuck in a suspended state, is procrastination doing me wrong? Or am I just averse to change? Sometimes I feel like I'm just circling round, an apathetic bulge of coasting as the clock ticks down. Blindly into the unknown in careless, optimistic ways. Well, I'd rather run through my options some more and act at a measured pace. Time travels by.
Silver Clouds there. Silver Clouds. It's kind of like the new Novelero, I guess. It's basically Novelero, but in smaller, different kind of form, I guess. They snuck out a record a while back, and it's pretty great. But I don't think they've ever played a show before, and that's gonna change coming up on the weekend. They're opening for the Windups at the Times Changed coming up. Yeah, this record's been out for over a year, and I don't think they've ever played a show. So Saturday night at the Times Changed, you can go down there and catch Silver Clouds. That would be that would normally be something that I would have to go check out. Don't think I can do that, but you can. Tell me how great it was. That was Minor Hesitation there from the self-titled record. Oh my God, from Silver Clouds. Before that, the Small Glories, another band that always great. Got to see them a couple times this summer. Had a good time. We heard "Oh My Love" there from Assiniboine and the Red. And the Small Glories are taking over the West End Cultural Center two nights, Friday, Saturday. Two big shoes at the big West End Cultural Center. That's going to be a good time. I'm sure many of you will be attending that. No doubt. We heard something in there from Corin Raymond, our buddy Corin Raymond. Man, that is such a great song. Rec Room, recorded right here in Winnipeg with Scott Nolan. We heard something from Dirty Mansions there. And Corin Raymond is doing his final Paid to Parlay show coming up on Tuesday. It's the debut performance of, what's it called? Bookmarks. I think it's kind of the sequel to Bookworm. And you can get your ticket on the side door access. It's through Home Roots, and it's going to be a good time Tuesday night. The past three shows have been fantastic, so I have no doubt that this one will be wonderful as well. And off the top, we heard something from the Gray Jays playing at the Zoo on Wednesday as part of the Zoo Lights, and we heard Molecules in there, and I'm definitely intrigued by the Gray Jays, so I'm sure that will be a good time. Now, one of the stranger shows coming up of the week that I'm going to have to go check out also on Friday. Man, next weekend is just stacked with entertainment. Can't see it all, but I'm going to have to go out to see this one. You know how much I love this guy and this band, and you know, if it weren't so busy and I weren't so stupid, I probably should have made an effort at least to try to get a house concert or something, because he's flying into town to do an opening solo set, opening for the Rippers. Now, I've never seen the Rippers, but I think I know what I'm in for. I hope, you know, don't tell Jane what she's in for, because she might not want to go, but I've heard they're great, and that's pretty exciting. But if there were ever a show where I'm going for the opening act, it's probably Friday. Don't tell the Rippers I said that, but, you know, if it weren't for the opening. And there's two opening acts, actually, and they're great. Opening is Nick Dyson, who's also intriguing, but bizarrely flying in from Toronto to play, you know, a short opening set. It's the man, the myth, the legend, Daniel Graves from The Watchmen.
How did I get here? How did this fall on me? I should have kept my hand down. Now I'm seeing things I can't unsee. I've grown so weary, and I just can't buy a rest. I should just walk away, but I can't leave this mess. So I'm calling out to the one I love to rescue me. Now I'm seasick, and I just want to go. Are crashing over me like a thousand year old stone. So smooth out my rough edges and hear all my confessions. Let the endless sea just carry me back to what I should have known. I can't make it alone. It alone. Can I go back now to when I was 5 or 6? Nothing more than running wild with the worn out back tricks. The courage stole my innocence. Bravery robbed me blind. If I knew then what I know now, would have hidden in the sands of time. So I'm calling out to the one I love to rescue me. Now I'm seasick and I just want to go. Are crashing over me like a thousand year old stone. So smooth out my rough edges and hear all my confessions. Let the endless sea just carry me back to what I should have known. I can't make it alone.
I'm seasick and I just wanna go. Waves are crashing over me like a thousand year old stone. So smooth out my rough edges and hear all my confessions. Let the endless sea just carry me back to what I should have known. I can't make it alone. I can't make it alone.
Yeah.
I want to pick classic there from The Watchmen. Coming to town Friday for some bizarre reason, opening for The Rippers. Daniel Graves. Looking forward to that one at the Park Theater. I believe tickets are still available. Maybe we'll see you there. Maybe you'll end up leaving early. I don't know. And we also heard in there something from Serlin Graves from the new album Sad Songs for Sale. We heard Seasick. We're going to take a break, come back. I'm going to pull out the electric guitar and rock out. Stick around. Don't be scared. No, I'm just kidding. But stick around. Please, don't leave. Tell the band to go home or return.